Our scripture reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 21, verses 1 to 4 and 8 to 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because God has anointed me. God has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh, to comfort all who mourn, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be known as oaks of righteousness, trees of integrity, planted by Yahweh to display God's glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, neglected for generations. For I, Yahweh, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will joyfully exult in Yahweh. My whole being shall exult in my God, who has clothed me with the garments of deliverance and has wrapped me in a mantle of integrity, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth her shoots, and as a garden brings its seeds to blossom, so exalted Yahweh makes justice sprout, and praise to spring up before all nations. Herein is wisdom. Our gospel reading comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 47 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my liberator. For God is delighted with my being and my faithful service. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God's mercy is for those who trust and serve God's vision from generation to generation. God has shown strength and scattered the arrogant in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from the thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has helped the people who remember God's way and keep faith with God's dream for creation, according to the promise made to our ancestors, their descendants, forever." Herein is good news.